And the local buzz today is all about election night last night, which featured what might have been the closest town council race in Chapel Hill's history. And the vote counting is not over yet. Seven candidates all ran strong campaigns in the race for four open town council seats. When the votes came in, we know for sure incumbents Jessica Anderson and Michael Parker have won re-election to the council. Amy Ryan got elected for the first time, but that race for the fourth and final spot is still too close to call for sure. With the votes counted through election night, UNC senior Ty Nguyen leads incumbent Nancy Oates by just 24 votes, and each of them getting several thousand votes, so a margin of 24 extremely close. And another challenger, Sue Hunter, is just 13 votes behind Nancy Oates. So those three candidates separated by just 37 votes total in the race for that fourth and final spot. Still have some provisional ballots yet to count and possibly some absentee ballots yet to come in. And then there is obviously the question of a recount, which is still an open question. That'll be up to Nancy Oates ultimately. WCHL's news director Blake Hodge was with us in the studio all night long as we were watching these returns come in, including that final moment when a whole bunch of precincts came in and Ty Nguyen took the lead over Nancy Oates. He had been trailing throughout the night. He's also been throughout the day today taking a look at election law for what the policy is going to be for the next couple of weeks, as we're still not quite done with this election. So, Blake, thanks for being with us. What do we need to know about the next steps going forward here?
Just to set the stage here, as you said, there is a 24-vote margin as we sit right now following Election Day between Ty Nguyen in the fourth slot, Nancy Oates in the fifth slot, and that is deciding whether you are a Chapel Hill Town Council member or not. So right now, there are 33 provisional ballots that were submitted to Orange County. 21 of those ballots have the Chapel Hill Town Council race on them. So in other places, somebody might have gone to the Carborough precinct that was the wrong Carborough precinct, but then you don't have the town council race on that ballot. Mm-hmm. So we have 21 ballots that did have the Chapel Hill Town Council race on that ballot. There's also a large contingency of eligible absentee ballots that are still at large, and now we're waiting to see how many are going to make their way back to Orange County by the deadline following all the other guidelines. They had to be postmarked by Election Day, and they have to be received in Orange County by Friday, and there are 234 of those.
So are those absentee ballots that have been sent out to voters and have not yet been received?
Correct. Okay. Those are absentee ballots that were requested by voters, and then they have not been returned as of pre-election day. You know, the absentee ballots that were already returned were included in the early voting numbers that we got just that dump right at 7:30. Mm-hmm. These are the ones that are still outstanding. And so there is the potential that they were put in the mail and postmarked by Election Day, and they have until Friday to get to the Orange County Board of Elections.
And you said 234. Are those all Chapel Hill voters, or is that just Orange County in general?
That is Orange County as a whole, as I understand it from the Orange County Board of Elections officials.
And, I mean, you've been talking with Board of Elections officials throughout the day today. Did they have a sense of how many of those absentee ballots they expect to get back? I know they send out more and they don't receive 100% of them back. Does it vary wildly from election to election?
There was a long sigh whenever I asked that question. So that information is available. We're trying to figure it out. And what we know at this point is what we're trying to figure out or trying to find, and then really the question is how many are going to be in this version, is the supplemental absentee ballots. These are the ones that came in after Election Day that will be counted by Friday. That number, I would imagine, based on just past experience, that it is not going to be a significantly large number, but the fact that there are 234 available.
Yeah, even like 10 or 20%.
If it's a small percentage of that, it's still significant for this type of race.
With the race between, and just focusing on Ty Nguyen and Nancy Oates right now, the 21 provisional ballots that are specific to the Chapel Hill Town Council race, I know we were speaking last night with Mark Chilton and Tom Jensen, who are both, you know, very close watchers of Chapel Hill government and Chapel Hill elections. When it comes to provisional ballots, typically you tend to see provisional ballots most often among younger voters, especially UNC students. So the assumption last night was that, if anything, those ballots, if and when they're counted, would add to Tywin's lead rather than bring Nancy Oates closer. But that's still up in the air.
That's the assumption that we can make based on trends and the data that we've seen in the past. But that is all that it is, an assumption. And that is a lot of times based on other feedback that we've gotten is UNC students who are changing their address kind of day of, and you have to vote a provisional ballot in that scenario.
And the fact that it's a provisional ballot suggests that it might not be counted. There's an issue with the ballot, right?
Right, and that's the process now. The county staff is taking the provisional ballots that have been received, and they're taking the supplemental absentee ballots, should there be any, as they are received, and they are researching and reconciling those, and we will have a meeting next Thursday afternoon, November the 14th, where all of that, at that point, should be reconciled, compiled, and presented to the board. And that will be a presentation that includes any sort of varying factors as to why a vote should or maybe should not count based on eligibility requirements, or whether the pieces were filled out correctly, or whatever wide scenario that you're bringing forward there. The Orange County Board of Elections will then vote on how to handle X number of those provisional plus absentee ballots. They will then be tabulated and added to the totals from election night.
Yeah.
So again, 21 plus the 234, I believe, is countywide. So it's not saying all of those are specific to Chapel Hill, but there are more Chapel Hill voters than there are for Carrboro or Hillsboro. So you would have to, just based on the demographics, assume that
a decent chunk of those would be
eligible probably for the Chapel Hill Town Council race.
Speaking with Blake Hodge, so to recap, those votes, however many end up getting added to the totals, will be added officially next week, Thursday the 14th, at that meeting with the Board of Elections office. Will we know at all between now and then what those votes are, or how many will be counted, or who they're for, or will that information be made public on that day?
We could probably find out early next week how many absentee ballots came in. That does not mean at all, because the Board of Elections is ultimately making that decision. So up until Thursday, all of that is just what was kind of the raw material received. And then it will be presented to the board, and they will make a decision about how many of them will be accepted based on, again, those eligibility factors we were talking about before.
So we're sitting and waiting for 8 days. Then on the 14th, we get the numbers. The board then votes to certify the results.
On the 15th.
On the 15th, which is that Friday.
The 14th, they take an initial kind of assessment of what was brought forward. They tabulate those and they vote on how to handle them. They are then tabulated. It comes back on the Friday for the certification vote, and that's when things are made official at the county level. The stamp on them, these are the numbers.
Yep.
They're then submitted to the state. And that meeting is going to be on Friday. If we're going to work on the assumption right now that we're still going to have Tywin in the fourth slot, Nancy Oates in the fifth slot, if nothing else, just to keep it consistent as we're dealing with a bit of a hectic scenario. And if we're assuming that those are still the placement of those candidates, and certainly looks like we are going to be in the range for the eligibility of a recount, which is 1% of the votes cast between those two candidates.
It's going to be way closer than
it should be well within that range.
Yep.
Then the trailing candidate, again, in this scenario, Nancy Oates, has to request a recount by the following business day, 5 p.m. So that would be Monday, November 18th, 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. A recount request will have to be submitted, or else those are the numbers that are going forward to the state. Now,
and it's not an automatic recount. The fifth place finisher has to request it themselves,
That's what the law says, that the finisher. And I was asking about this because in this odd election, I think we had a couple of people that are going to end up within that range of saying I'm within 1%, but only the next place down is able to even ask for a recount. So in the scenario where Sue Hunter in that sixth slot is within 1% of fourth, she's not even eligible to ask for a recount. Not saying that she would or anything, but she's not even able
to. So it's just whoever finishes fifth on Friday the 15th, it's then on them to request a recount by Monday the 18th.
By Monday at 5 p.m.
Okay.
And those numbers have then gone to the state. And, you know, we just saw last year a pretty crazy scenario with the state not certifying county elections.
Uh-huh.
Now, certainly that appears that it was an entirely different scenario than anything we're dealing with here. But until the state certifies the numbers, nothing is official.
Right.
But we're well on our way at that point.
So how, and I mean, people who get elected in this election are presumably going to be sworn in shortly after the beginning of December. Is it December 9th, if I remember right, or one of those days?
It depends on which board you're talking about.
How long typically does a recount take?
I don't know the answer to that. That is a good question. I will try to find out the answer to that. You know, looking at the rest of the process,
mm-hmm.
this happens every couple of years.
So the state
and everybody is prepared to kind of move this along.
Yeah.
So
this is a new thing for Chapel Hill, but there's recounts in every single election.
No, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can get some information on that, since I don't know if we've had a recount in Chapel Hill elections, if we can go back and try to find that out. But we'll see if we can drop a couple of more questions on the elections office.
I'm sure they'll love that. So
they're still answering the phone.
That's good. So one way or the other, we are going to have a recount locally, because the other super close race that we were following last night was the Durham City Council race. There's also very, very close difference between the third and fourth place candidates in that case. And the fourth place candidate, in this case, Josh Gunn, has already said, yes, I'm going to request a recount. So we'll be watching that at the very least.
Yeah, and they're going through their process as well. There's a lot of caveats there that everything goes in a certain way and ends up in the eligibility for a recount. And that was what the Indy Week reported last night on election night, that Josh had said he was going to request a recount if it came down to that. We have not received any information from Nancy Oates as of talking to you right now as to whether she is interested in asking for a recount if it comes down to being in that range.
And then the only other thing that we were talking about last night, Tom Jensen from Public Policy Polling mentioned this, that occasionally you do have the preliminary results on election night not being correct because of a tabulation error, like someone hits a 4 instead of a 6 or something like that. And we were assuming last night that with the vote being as close as it was, that they would be going back and checking and double checking that pretty
typically
quickly.
That comes up more noticeably in the process. Like this happened in Virginia, I believe, in a state Senate.
See,
where one person had, I believe, maybe already conceded, and then they realized there was a tabulation error. So that's one of those that they're able to catch in the process. So it seems as though if it was strictly a tabulation error,
they would know by now.
Based on past elections we can look at, anything, I don't want to commit to anything, obviously,
but
it seems as though it's more likely to be caught in the process like that.
We'll keep following that. Blake Hodge, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.